Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM 89.3 and Prime Time, broadcasting live from SUSS. Now, the Productivity Solutions Grant Skills Future Training Subsidy, or PSG-SFTS, is part of the Enhanced Productivity Solutions Grant. Companies can now tap on PSG-SFTS to upskill their employees for productivity improvement and business transformation. And it covers up to 70% of out-of-pocket training expenses incurred by companies, capped at $10,000 per company.
Well, it is provided on top of existing government course fee subsidies, in addition to the sector-specific grant cap for the PSG pre-scope productivity solutions. Well, Peggy Lim is Director of Enterprise Engagement Office at the Skills Future Singapore, and she has the details. Well, Peggy, thank you for joining us here on the show today. What exactly is the Productivity Solutions Grant Skills Future Training Subsidy, PSG? I mean, it's a mouthful there, but what exactly is all about?
Let me just explain what the Productivity Solutions Grant is. So you've briefly described, it's actually an initiative that was launched by the government, the Ministry of Trade and Industry, in 2018 April. And the whole purpose of the PSG really is to help companies save time in having to source for solutions that will help them enhance the productivity. So over at the Productivity Solutions Grant website, you'll be able to see actually a suite of already very nicely curated solutions, covering vertical solutions and horizontal solutions that companies can take advantage of to improve their business processes. So what happens this year is the government has decided that we will do an even more holistic approach to helping companies to transform. And as a result, we've enhanced the Productivity Solutions Grant with a top-up of 10,000 training subsidy, and therefore SkillsFuture training subsidy. And because it's an enhancement to the PSG, so the full name is Productivity Solutions Grant. SkillsFuture training subsidies.
Okay. We understand, though, that the PSG was introduced in April 2018, this enhancement in July this year. Why was this now a good time?
Well, I think, I'm sure you know there's now a big push to help companies to transform. And really, I think the push is not just domestic. Globally, businesses have no choice. Even individuals like ourselves, we are forced to learn, we are forced to transform to keep up with times. So this is really a very good time for us to look at how we can really holistically help the companies and SMEs in particular. For them, it's really about day-to-day, and they may not have the resources to think long-term ahead in terms of their skills requirement. So the scheme is really here to help them to think through, and we also have partners that can help them to implement the training plan if necessary. And from SkillsFuture ourselves, we actually also offer workshops, complimentary workshops that they could come forth, and during the workshop, we could answer any queries that they might have. We even also explain what the PSG is all about if they're not familiar with it. So the resources are there, the help is available, and we really hope through yourselves, through partners that we worked with, to really help us share about this new initiative with as many enterprises as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, Peggy, tell us, who can benefit from the scheme the most, and how can companies easily sign up? How do they do that?
Okay, the process is really very simple. You only need about 15 minutes. Go on to the...
But the process is easy. How long is the wait thereafter, Peggy?
Right. So how the scheme works is that once, the application is approved, it typically takes less than, I would say, 1 to 2 weeks.
Oh, it's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really not too bad. And thereafter, you could really proceed on with the training program that you have identified. And you could sign up quite seamlessly with our training providers. There's even a list of curated training programs that we have developed for different industries.
So I imagine the criteria is all laid out on the various websites.
Okay. Yes, it is. It is.
We're speaking with Peggy Lim, who's Director, Enterprise Engagement Office at Skills Future Singapore, Money FM 89.3, broadcasting live from SUSS today. Peggy, how's the reception been so far from companies?
Well, since the launch in July, we've received a few hundreds responses.
That's very encouraging.
Yes, it's very, very encouraging. But there's definitely a lot more we could do. So really, expression of interest is the first step. But what we need to do is really help them go beyond the expression of interest to help them develop the training plan, get on to the initiative, start claiming for the training subsidy.
Mm-hmm. What about feedback? I mean, how will feedback received be addressed?
So we are very open. They could write to us directly. So there is a public email. It's psg_sfts@ssg.gov.sg. They could write to us. They could call us. We've, on our own, been doing a lot of roadshows. We give out our name cards. And I mentioned the workshop. So, there are various platforms where they could share their feedback with us. Yeah.
Which sectors, though, Peggy, do you think is in most need of this?
Well, I wouldn't say there is a specific sector per se, because the initiative is really to help companies, regardless of what sector, what size, what stage of growth they are in, to transform. So I wouldn't say there would be a specific sector that's more ideal for the initiative, because it's really meant to benefit all.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we live in a world right now that's fast changing. I'm sure you're aware. You're more aware than all of us here. How personally, Peggy, have you kept up and stayed relevant?
Yeah, so I thought hard about this. I thought there are two ways that's my learning philosophy. I learn things that I like, but more importantly, I think I learn more when it's something that I don't really like, because I think when you start to do things that you know you have to get yourself out of the comfort zone, that's where you learn and that's where the learning sticks. So in the same vein, I hope SMEs in particular, don't get too comfortable. You have to get out of your comfort zone if you want your business to transform and learn. And the same thing for your workforce, not just the business owners themselves, but I think it's important that the owners convey the same message to the workforce as well. Mm. Get out of your comfort zone. We cannot afford to stay there anymore. And when you do that, you learn more and the learning sticks.
Peggy Lim, Director of Enterprise Engagement Office at Skills Future Singapore. Peggy, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.